you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm good. Never again.
Diddy is on his future right now. He's on his Savage Summer vibes. What is good? What's popping? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast in the world. Hands down, your new favorite.
Period. Say that. Say that.
And here's where we keep you updated on everything that is happening in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, the Asia Sky.
I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes, and it is Friday. Big weekend energy. A lot of things happening.
Yeah, a lot is going on this weekend.
We got the BET Awards. Yeah, that's coming up in June. The nominations just came out. So, you know, we got to break those down. Plus, there's a little bit of tension going on behind who got nominated for BET Awards. So we got to get into that, too. Plus, there's some pretty surprising accusations going on with Offset from the Migos. Diddy is trying to get his old thing back with J-Lo. G Herbo and Tyana Williams had their first child together. And we got tons of new music that's dropping this weekend. So let's get down to it. All right, first things first, BET Awards is coming up.
Yes, it's going down June 27th in LA. Supposedly it's going to be live, like people can attend this time. They're like, COVID what? Pandemic who?
Streets is open, man. Ain't no rules. No more rules.
Right, they're outside. So yeah, that is going on. And they revealed the nominees last night. So we got that going on.
Yes, and some of our faves are nominated, of course, Megan Thee Stallion and DaBaby, North Carolina, North Carolina. You know, we got to say that 50 times.
Yes.
50 times a podcast. We got to mention North Carolina, minimum.
We got to. It's only right that we do.
But yeah, they're leading the nominations. They both have 7 noms apiece this year at the BET Awards. So congrats to them.
Yeah, that's really big. Do we want to go through some of the nominations in the categories they got? Because it's kind of interesting to me what they picked for this year.
Okay, yeah, let's get to them.
So Album of the Year is a pretty big award to win, and the nominations for this one for the BET Awards, you got Chloe and Halle, Ungodly Hour. You got Nas's King's Disease.
Okay.
Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels got put on here. Then you got Megan Thee Stallion, Good News, The Baby, Blame It on Baby, and then The Weeknd, After Hours.
Let's go. Yeah, they got that one. They got that category right. Like, as far as who they nominated, because Ungodly Hour was fire.
Yeah.
Nas, King's Disease. You know, he already won the Grammy for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels. I'm glad they're giving Jasmine Sullivan her recognition because she deserves it. Mm-hmm. So kudos to them on that. Meg Thee Stallion's album was dope. The Baby. You already know we rooting for him.
I feel like Blame It on Baby is old, though.
Yeah, I feel like that was like kind of one of the older ones on the list.
Yeah,
but I guess time is not even a thing anymore. Like, once the pandemic started, I don't know if that came out in the beginning of 2020, the middle or end. Like, time has just been crazy during the pandemic.
Right.
But who do you think is going to win this award? Because this is the biggest one of the night.
I feel like if the awards want to play like the awards, I feel like they're going to give it to Megan Thee Stallion.
Wow.
I do. I just feel like they will. But maybe I feel like Nas could win that too. But I think Chloe and Halle definitely should deserve it.
Yeah, I think everybody nominated is deserving, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be between The Weeknd, The Baby, and Nas.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to give it to one of those three. The Weeknd, The Baby, or Nas. If The Weeknd pops out, I will be so shocked and surprised. Like, if he actually pulls up, that's how we know he's going to get the award. Like, if we see The Weeknd in attendance, we know for a fact he he's getting that album of the year.
Yeah, if The Weeknd come up with another plastic surgery looking face show out, he is definitely winning.
He said that era's over. He said the after hours era is over.
Oh, well then good. We won't see his real face.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, who else we got?
Then you got the next big one is Best Female R&B and Pop Artist.
Ooh.
And in there you got Beyonce. You got her, Jasmine Sullivan, Janae, Summer Walker, and SZA. That's some competition.
Yes. Now, Billboard Awards. Take notes. This is what an R&B category looks like.
Yes.
Not three people, and one of them is a rapper slash kind of be singing person.
Right.
No, we got six actual R&B singers that do real R&B music. Mm-hmm. And I think, if you're asking me, hands down, her deserves this award.
Definitely. I can see that. She's been putting her foot in everything, her vocals in everything, her art content. She's just everything
is
her.
Every single mark she hits it, from the vocals to the songwriting, the arrangements, the visuals she puts out to go with the songs. Like, just give it to her. Just hand her her things. Yeah. Now, of course, I love everybody else that's up here. I think if her doesn't get it, then Jasmine deserves it.
Yep.
Summer Walker's album came out what year?
2020 or 2019.
Let me look this up. Because, yeah, they are going according to 2020. But Summer Walker's album came out in 2019. So even though Summer has put out dope things here and there, mm-hmm. I think her is just more deserving for what she's been doing currently.
Yeah, I could see that. So that'd be interesting to see who wins that one based off what's been going on with all their careers and what they've been dropping the past year and what the BET Awards is considering. So
yeah, and Beyonce's been sprinkling things on us, so mm-hmm. I feel like if we're going by who's really had their foot on their neck in 2020 and 2021, then her
definitely. Then the next one we got is Best Male R&B and Pop Artist, and there is Black. We got Anderson .Paak, Chris Brown, Giveon, Tank, and The Weeknd.
Ooh,
so
okay.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, they got to give that to either Chris or The Weeknd.
For sure. Like, yeah. Everyone else is good, but as far as what they've been doing the past couple years, Chris Brown and The Weeknd for sure.
Yeah, if they want to mix it up, you know, give a new artist some shine, they could throw Giveon in there. Giveon came with some heat.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be fair about it and be realistic, probably Chris or The Weeknd.
Yeah, I don't even know why they added Tank in there. Like, I love Tank.
Don't do that to Tank.
I love Tank.
Tank is going through some things right now. He's going deaf a little bit. We love and support Tank.
We do. On a hip hop podcast, we still love Tank and R&B.
Yes.
But I question that one. So we're going to see what they do with that one.
Yes. But now let's get to the hip hop, female hip hop artist. We got Cardi B, Coi Leray, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Lotto, and Saweetie. Big Lotto had a year. That's all I'm saying.
She did. No, she definitely did.
I know Doja Cat has been getting the most mainstream attention, kind of like out of everybody, aside from Cardi. But Cardi hasn't really put out too much, honestly. Like, Cardi's been in and out. We know WAP was the biggest thing. But I'm going off of like a more vast standpoint. Like,
yeah,
you get what
sure.
I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Mulatto has consistently been out here delivering all this year and all last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she's been, her star has been steadily rising. So I feel like if anybody, Mulatto or Megan, every time I feel like Megan has been winning so much that people feel like she don't deserve it no more, even though she's been consistently having records and having moments. So I want to say either Lotto or Megan Thee Stallion.
I could see that. I would say I like Saweetie in the sense of like her content and like her business mogul sense.
Fashion. Don't forget the fashion.
The fashion too. So I like her as far as like that, but Doja Cat really has been on the mainstream thing, like you said, and her videos, her TikToks, her artistry, her performances. But they've all been in their bag, but
honestly,
it's tough.
Now, a lot of people had a flack for Coi Leray being in that category, and because like her big record was, of course, No More Parties.
Yeah.
And she came out with Big Purr after that. Mm-hmm. But like when you're putting it up against a Doja Cat or Meg Thee Stallion, Lotto, then I don't know if that really, you know, I don't know if that's really there. Like, I think Coi Leray and Saweetie would be more suited for the best new artist-y categories, maybe?
Yeah.
Like something that's more for the newer artists. You get it?
Right. And Coi Leray is nominated for best new artist. And I think she's also tweeted that her No More Parties is in a couple other nominations. But a lot of people, like you said, were saying that she shouldn't be in some of the categories. And she tweeted, I'm one of the six songs that went platinum this year. Don't tell me I shouldn't make Ish.
So no, yeah, I get it. But I'd like the new songs, new artists, new all of that category is cool. But yeah. When you're talking about best, like these people have put out bodies of work. These people have been on countless features. These people have been grinding for more than the past year. So I get it as far as she should be nominated because her record went crazy. Like, but just this particular category, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why BET added her in there as well. I feel like BET trying to stir the pot up and get some, I don't know, get it going because some of these nominations don't make sense to me.
Let's talk about the male hip hop artist though. Best male. We got the guys in here. DaBaby, Drake, J. Cole, Jack Harlow, Lil Baby, and Pop Smoke. I don't know who's going to win that one. I have no idea.
Yeah, they've all been in their bag. I feel like they'll give it to J. Cole just because. But he just, if we want to be technical, that's why timing is so weird with these award shows. Because, like, he really just dropped, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, are they counting 2020 or just 2020 and 2021?
Right.
That's really what it boils down to. And then if you count in just 2020, then I don't know, man. I don't know who to root for on that one. Because y'all know
either.
I love Drake. Gotta rep DaBaby, NC. Love him. I'm a really big Jack Harlow fan.
Love Jack Harlow.
Lil Baby probably had the best year out of anybody. So he might be the one to get it. And then Pop Smoke has literally been, his music has been going so crazy since he passed away. And it's just like, it hasn't stopped. The album came out a year ago and it's still on radio. It's still getting play at parties. Like it's like it came out a month ago.
Yeah, like his longevity, unfortunately for him not to be here, has been crazy.
Exactly.
And then a lot of people say that Lil Baby gets snubbed in every award show this year, so maybe BET will give it to him.
Yeah, don't play with Lil Baby this year. Come Lil on. Baby better take home more than one award. Like, I don't know. We're not going to be just satisfied with one, all right?
Yeah.
This man has been doing too much, going too crazy in this past year for him to not get multiple awards.
Exactly.
But I think they'll do us right.
I hope so.
So, yeah, like, those are the major awards for the night. A bunch more of our faves are nominated, too. Check out the full nomination list on hiphopdx.com, you know, if you want to see everybody. Now, let's talk about the little BET Awards back and forth that came between Young Blue and Coi Leray.
What happened?
Because, you know, a few people, like we said, had issues with Coi Leray being in certain categories. Mm-hmm. And one person that voiced his opinion but wasn't even speaking directly on Coi Leray was Young Blue. Now, if you notice, Young Blue wasn't in any of the nominations categories for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he got on Instagram and he was like, I'm tired of being quiet.
Ooh.
Sometimes I be wondering who ass I got to kiss to stop being ished on.
Oh, okay, Young Blue with some words.
He said, y'all know that's some BS.
Right.
Don't say y'all didn't consider me a new artist either because y'all think I popped up after your mind still. I applaud every artist on the list. Y'all deserve it, but I've been grinding. Not one single artist on the list got more plaques than me.
Oh, he's talking that big talk.
He was talking on that one. Oof. Now, I have a feeling that that last sentence is the sentence that Coi Leray took issue with because he said, not one single artist on the list got more plaques than me. So when Coi responded, I'm one of six songs that went platinum this year. Don't tell me I shouldn't make Ish. She also said, LOL, this is crazy. I just took my braids out. I was getting money. They don't know a thing about me. SMH, album is done. Man, I'm ready.
Okay, Coi talking that big talk too.
She is, but it was like, I get his frustration.
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't have said that last part, but I don't think it was enough to be like, to feel like he was talking to her personally. And if he does have more plaques than every artist on that list, was he lying? I don't know if he does, but we're going to do the fact checking on that. And we'll report back to you and see if Young Blue really does have more plaques than everybody on that list.
Right, we can do a fact checker on that one because I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see. But Young Blue is one of our DX Rising Stars, so you know we rooting for him.
Yes.
He should have been nominated because he did have a bomb year.
He did, definitely.
But maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about this Offset situation, because he allegedly demanded that a rapper from Texas get plastic surgery before she could sign a deal with him, right?
Yes. So it's an artist by the name of Big Jade, and she did an interview with a radio station out in Houston called 97.9 The Box. And she was basically saying that she was approached by Offset from the Migos to basically sign with him. But she was explaining that she took a different route after she was saying that he told her that she would have to get plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. But that's really how it is these days. All about image. So if he felt like her image wasn't there, then that's something that he wanted her to do. That is kind of messed up. Like,
yeah, definitely. And then it's kind of interesting to think of if Offset did say it. And then we look at Cardi B, who she's open about stuff that she's gotten done.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he was trying to, like, make her be a Cardi B copycat type of situation or what it was. But that's interesting to me. If he did say that. But.
Yeah. I'm glad she held her ground, though. Like, if that wasn't really what she wanted to do, then it's like, nah, there's going to be other opportunities. That's believing in yourself and your talents to know that, all right, this opportunity with Offset is not going to be the only opportunity out there for me.
Exactly.
So I'm glad she stuck with what she felt was right in that situation, because a lot of people would have folded under that and just been like, okay, well, I want this opportunity so bad that I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And she didn't. So I applaud that.
Yeah, definitely. She stayed true to herself and what she wanted to do. And looks like she's still doing good. She signed with Alamo Records. So
yeah, that's where Rod Wave is. And look at his career. So
right.
You might be in good hands, girl.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of being in good hands, looks like Diddy is trying to have J-Lo back in his hands.
Okay. He had posted a Throwback Thursday picture of him and J-Lo. And simply the caption was #TBT.
He want that old thing back.
He definitely does. He saw J-Lo getting cozy with Ben Affleck after splitting with A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, don't forget, I had her too. Like,
that was messy, Diddy. That was a little bit messy. A lot of bit messy. I can't lie.
It was really messy. And everybody's bringing up, like, I thought Kim was the love of your life, and you just be posting J-Lo all the time. Like, I don't know. Diddy's petty for that.
Very, very petty. He might be trying to reshoot his shot, but if he was, I'm sure she's not going for it now after he did that.
Yeah, definitely not that. And then also people were bringing up the whole club incident back in the day where, like, they almost got arrested or stuff like that. And Jennifer Lopez was like, I'm good. Never again.
Diddy is on his future right now. He's on his Savage Summer vibes. And he's doing the Scorpio thing. That's classic Scorpio behavior right there. But we're going to save that for the astrology podcast.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that some of Diddy's friends were in the comments. Like Keisha Cole wrote, Tella, come on home, baby. And DJ Holiday was like, go get your girl. She's yours. Timbaland popped in with some eyeball emojis.
You see how people encourage the foolishness?
Yes. Like, I know this is toxic. Don't do that.
Oh, my goodness. On to less toxic things, more wholesome news.
Yes.
Congrats are in order for G Herbo and his girlfriend, Tyena Williams. They have given birth. Well, Tyena has given birth. You know, we're not going to give the man credit for birthing the baby.
Facts.
They had their first baby together on Wednesday.
Yeah, they put a picture on the gram and you see it's like a baby in a blanket. Just the arm is showing. But of course, baby alert. Baby is here.
Yeah, so this is Tyena's first baby and G Herbo's second baby because, you know, he has Yosan with Ari Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So
yeah, they're making a nice little blended family over there.
Congratulations.
Lastly, let's get into these new music releases. New Music Friday is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So who's out?
Of course, the big one today is DMX's Exodus is out.
That was a bad growl right there. But you know what? You know my spirit and what I'm trying to portray with that.
We felt it. We've definitely felt it with the roar. They also got Bugsy Malone, The Resurrection is out. 88 Glam, Heaven Can Wait, that is out today. You also got Wi-Fi's Funeral, Smoke and Mirrors EP. And a couple others, and a couple other singles are out as well.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to let you dive into that new music. We'll be back with a more in-depth review of this DMX album on Tuesday. Because, Monday's Memorial Day. It's National Cookout Day.
Yes, we got to go to all the cookouts and get a plate.
Yes, so we will be back on Tuesday with that DMX album breakdown / review.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to follow us on Spotify because our contest is still going on. We partner with Bleacher Report to give you some drip.
Yes, drip worthy.
Yes, if you haven't seen this 4-pack prize bundle we have, go to the Hip Hop DX Instagram or go to our Instagrams because it looks dope. It's a two Nas shirts, one Joey Badass Brooklyn Nets jersey, one Denzel Curry Miami Heat jersey. Like I said, it's drip. So make sure you enter our contest by following and subscribing to the podcast.
Definitely.
Oh, also follow our YouTube too. We always do our YouTube community questions up there. And we like to read you guys' responses. Y'all put some funny stuff in those comments.
Y'all get to type in. Y'all really do. Y'all love it.
Speaking of comments, I gotta shout out Hawaii.
Yes, you got a dope DM from someone in Hawaii. What they say?
Yeah, they showed us major, major love. Shout out to Dion, who is OVO_Dion on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He said he's in the Air Force. He's stationed in Hawaii, but was raised in North Carolina. And he listens to us every morning on his way to work.
Well, thank you, Dion. Thank you.
Yep, he said he appreciates the content we bring. We are out here giving people things to listen to on their morning work drives, their drive home. Well, we love it, man. Shout out to Hawaii. Shout out to everyone that's in the military serving, mm-hmm. that's stationed all across the world listening to DX Daily, too.
Right. Yeah, that's big. Yo, congrats to us.
We can congratulate ourselves.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Yes. He also went on to give some takes about Drake and Lil Wayne and things like that. So this just goes to how people like to chime in with what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why you got to follow that YouTube community, man. That's where we have these discussions.
And also you can interact with us on our Instagram and our Twitter because we post the discussions as there as well at HipHopDX.
Yep. Follow our Instagrams as well. I'm at Asia Sky on everything. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
Yes. We'll see you on Tuesday with more daily news.
See ya.